Hi there, this is Dave, live from the Grange Bank in the world, Liverpool. Anyway, none of that. Please catch NOC on CJSF 90.1 FM or cjsf.ca. Great show, I highly recommend it. Ciao.
RSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Thank you. with Charles and John Fraser Carver. This is still weird or not, but in only so much time. That song is, or was, Weirdo, the Charlatans, from an album called Between 10th and 11th, which was released, I can't see, in the mid-90s sometime. That is on cassette. I don't know how that sounded to you with the quality. It sounded good in here, but probably because I had the monitors turned up pretty high. Listener Dave in Ryslip, thank you very much. He was at the top of the, he was introduced to the show today. He gave me a whole his collection of cassettes recently, because they're just sitting in the box somewhere at his old place, and I appreciate that. And as I always say, any fans of the show that want to give me their physical records, cassettes or CDs, I will take them and take care of them for you and play them. He also gave me Some more. We've got Sloan Smeared. We've got The Mission Deliverance. We've got Massive Attack Blue Lines and Lush Spooky that I brought in today. I don't know if I'll get to any of those, but they are all, they look absolutely mint, like Dave, condition. And so I appreciate that. So yeah, don't throw stuff out. Give it to me. And then we can play it on the show for you. Before that song, Charlatans, they are playing, actually, let's get into this now. They're playing in Vancouver. This is the show's coming to you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Greater Vancouver, Metro Vancouver, it's called. So Charlatans playing at a place called the Commodore, September 11th. Other bands, yeah, let's just do this now. Other bands playing there in the future: Peter Hook, Joy Division, and New Order playing September 27th. That's always fun. Beth Thornton, October 4th. And then while I'm at it, I'll just say another couple of bands that you might like if you're listening to the show. Tricky is at the Hollywood Theater September 29th, and the Sky Diggers are there on November 6th, but we can talk about those later. Before the song Weirdo there, it is an art punk band from New Jersey, I believe, called Half Japanese. So they started in 1974. They've got at least 20 albums or more out. Started by a couple of brothers named David and Jad Fair. David just passed away in the last week or so. But check them out if you like jangly indie. They have tons of it and very funny and some really good stuff. Tons of great little songs and catchy little numbers. That's Half Japanese, said and done, from 1988, Charmed Life. And Jad, if it was up to me, my son Max would have been named Jad, but I got overruled. So he's Max, not Jad. But next time, it'll be Jad, I suppose. And before that, Peaches with Lover Tits, which might be the best word of all time, from a 2000 album called The Teachers of Peaches. She is playing at the Commodore this Friday night on September 4th. Her roommate, Leslie Feist, might have been on vocals on that, but also did a version of that song on her Open Season Remixes album that's worth a listen as well, Leslie Feist and Peaches. I was at the Tinder Stick show in London at the South Bank Center maybe a few years ago, and I think I was standing beside Peaches after the show, but I was too nervous to say hello. I think it was definitely her, but who knows. If you're listening, give me a call at 778-782-2573, Merrill, and let me know if you were at the Tinderstick show in 2022 or not. Before that, Jim O'Rourke from his 2001 album Insignificance. I really like this, especially the first side record. Therefore I Am is the song. It kind of sounds like other indie rock, but it's got something going for it. Maybe the Oh Yeahs that punctuate a couple of the verses, perhaps. Jim O'Rourke does kind of everything in regards to music. He's an avant-garde musician, composer. He's a producer. He did produce Wilco's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot from whatever year that came out. And Jeff Tweedy from Wilco is actually on that song playing guitar. Isn't that exciting? That and that on Pitchfork's Best 200 Albums of the 2000s. That was number 166. So there you go. Jim O'Rourke, impress your friends with that trivia later tonight. And to start the show off, new favorite band in the noise of carpet, Boardroom Twisted Teens from New Orleans. Concealed Weepin', that's a good name for a song. Florida Water Blues, it's the blue one, 2026, just came out. We did see, me and some friends saw them at the Biltmore in Vancouver last Saturday. And great show, sold out, pretty sweaty in there. If you go to a show at the Biltmore, wear shorts and a t-shirt if you can. It's hot. And yeah, don't wear a minimal amount of clothes in there, especially in the summer. And great show. Did a lot of the songs from the new album. Ramon, who plays the lap steel, lives actually in the Yukon and is quite a excellent artist if you look him up, have a read. But anyway, Twisted Teens, keep your eye out for them. They did open for the Breeders last week somewhere, maybe California. and they are opening for someone else that's as big coming up soon, but I forget. So anyway, this is Noise of Carpet. Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM over the air and CJSF.ca all around the world. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. So let's move on to the next set of music, if I can, if I figure out what I'm doing here. Yes. And this is on CD from her fifth album called Joyride, a singer from the D.C. area called Lita Husick, who used to go by the name Red Emma. I think she has an album called Return of Red Emma in the early 90s. If you listen to it, she connected with the producer Kramer on Shimmy Disc, but this song is from an album from Caroline Records that came out after they stopped working together. Kramer, of course, was in Bongwater and ran Shimmy Disc, and is a producer of a bunch of other albums that you would know if you listen to the show again. And so anyways, let's have a listen, and we'll move on and move on with the show. And again, thanks for listening. It's Noise of Carpet, and this is Lita Husick on CJSF 9.1 FM at CJSF.ca. Song called Mother Richard from an album called Joyride from 1995.